Hare Krishna. I've received this message. Namaste, my name is Sai Prasad Krishnamurti. I am an engineer working in Bangalore. I would like to offer my respects to Sri H.H. Bhaktivikas Swami. Hare Krishna. There is a tremendous amount of ancient Vaishnav literature in southern India that requires translation into English such that the import and purport of the original is conveyed as is. The same is required for translating into the vernacular Tamil, for example, as compared to the old Tamil in the specific case of Sri Vaishnava literature. Using English as a common translation point and from there to the currently spoken dialects would seem logical in my humble opinion. I believe that any translation consistent with Srila Prabhupada's commentaries would probably come closest to the original in spirit. This will require collaboration with various scholars across sampradayas, and I was wondering if you might be interested in discussing the means to accomplish this. Thanks for taking the time to read this message. Please note I am not fluent in any Indian language beyond day-to-day reading and speaking. This is restricted to Hindi, Tamil, and some Kannada. I also do not have much depth in spiritual knowledge or tradition. However, very elderly family members follow Sri Vaishnava tradition. And the less elderly ones gave you the name Sai Prasad, which is unfortunate for someone who's come in the Ramanuja tradition, Sri Vaishnava tradition, and they prefer to give a name in relation to Sai Baba. Very, very unfortunate. The contents of this letter, good. Good suggestion. Definitely it's a task that requires to be done. It is a huge task, not only South Indian languages, but in, definitely in Tamil. A lot of work's being done by in the Madhva Sampradaya by getting old Sanskrit works, preserving old Sanskrit works, digitalizing. Kannada, Tulu, they're doing that. then old Tamil, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of huge Pancharatra literature. Pancharatra and Vaikanasa literature, huge amount in Sanskrit, which is untranslated. So it is a huge job, but it requires specialists, those who are very much conversant with the old languages. Are you talking about in old Tamil also? Manipravala. The Tamil, Sanskrit, old Sanskrit Tamil, and what the Divya Prabandhams and other things are there. So there is a need, but it requires someone who's conversant in Sanskrit and modern English and the philosophical concepts underlying them. Otherwise, one can make serious mistakes. I'll give an example from the translation of the Mahabharata done in the late 19th century, I believe. That was done by there are two Bengali translations. One was M.M. Manmathanath Datta and the other was some Ganguly. I think it was Datta. He made the translation of the famous verse, Tarko Pratishta, that he says, Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. The truth of, the word tatva in itself, a very important word in Siddhantic. And again, the word Siddhantic, it's a very important word and difficult to translate. So in understanding what we can call the philosophical literature of India, the Vedas and related literature, then the word tattva is very important, but there's no real English term that you can translate it into. So truth, it's often translated as truth. Although the English word truth and the Sanskrit word tattva don't exactly fit. So anyway, the Tarko Pratishta, Shrutiyo Vibhinna, Nasa Rishi Yasya Matang Napinnam. Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. Very well known verse, which states that nothing can be established simply by argument. The Shrutis, Shrutiyo Vibhinna, at least superficially, the Shrutis, the Vedic literature, the ultimate Praman, the ultimate source of authority, they appear to give different conclusions, may appear to give different conclusions within the body of their own text. And one cannot be considered a philosopher unless he has an opinion different to anyone else. So how do you find the truth of dharma? Then the truth of dharma is found, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Guhayam, so it's found within the guha. The word is guha. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. What is the proper path? This is Yudhishthir speaking in the Yaksha Prashna. What is the proper path? The path is that one should follow the path trodden by the great personalities previously. I'm giving a rough translation. So the truth of dharma is kept in the guha. Now this Manmatanath Datta translated guha as guha, the literal translation is cave. So he said the truth is found in the caves. Wait a minute. Guha, also in the Upanishadic language, refers to the inner core of the heart. And we're not talking here about the physical organ, the heart, but what we can call the antakarana, that's the spiritual heart. So the truth is there within the heart, but one has to, that is revealed within the heart of great personalities. And so we have to follow the conclusions given by great personalities, in other words, to understand the truth. So this just giving one example of how it requires great expertise, great tremendous depth of understanding to translate and bring out all the nuances. Some years ago, one devotee in our movement, Radhika Raman, he told me he had translated a section for his PhD. Translated a section of Paramatma Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. I said, well, there must have been a lot of footnotes. He said, yes, it was mostly footnotes, because the language, apart from the language and the concepts being so far removed from modern English language and the concepts that it carries, the language of Shastra and of the Acharyas is often highly nuanced. And in the, especially in the Kavya and the dramas, there may be so much play on words. And so you can give a literal translation and miss 90% of what is meant to be conveyed. So it does require great expertise. And there aren't that many people who are qualified to do that. So Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to train a new class of brahmanas. And one of the tasks for the new class of brahmanas will be to render the ancient scriptures into language with understanding suitable for the modern man. But again, there are so many Pancharatra literatures, and most of them are, even those which are still available, most of them are not even printed in Sanskrit, as far as I know. Maybe someone, I didn't hear someone. Most of them are not used very widely. Some sections of them are used widely in temple worship. The Pancharatra and Vaikarnasa literature, the Agama Shastra, and a lot of it, there's no parampara to explain it and the meaning, although some is very much used up to the present day, especially in the Sri Vaishnava Sutra, Jayakya Sanghita and Ahi Budnya Sanghita. These two are used very much. So yeah, there's a lot of work to do. Maybe at the present time we're not ready for such a big task. It'll also require, apart from specialized personalities to do this, it requires funding for this. And at the same time, we have to understand that there won't be much interest in it, because who's interested in these things? People are more interested in gossip than in Shastra, unfortunately. So the means to accomplish this, I think the first thing we should do is to train devotees in, train children from childhood in Sanskrit and studying Srila Prabhupada's books. There may be some devotees now who are ready for this, apart from the old Tamil works. There are many in Sanskrit from our own Sampradaya, which are still many, many untranslated. And even those which have been translated, a lot of the translations have been done in a skimpy style, I guess you would say, without the deep care and attention that is required to bring out the depth and the nuances. So yeah, it's an important thing which should be done. There are many, many things that require to be done in this Krishna conscious movement for reviving the old, ancient, glorious Vaishnava culture. So you can also please join and help with that and worship Krishna. And with all due to respect to your parents, you can tell them they should be worshipping Krishna too and forget all this Sai Baba. Really, really, it's so bad when people from good Vaishnava families, they become attached to this complete nonsense, imitation God. That actually, when we do get qualified men, it's more required. we're on the battlefield now of fighting Maya. It's more required that qualified people be out in the world teaching persons like yourself, who may, I don't know, you might feel offended by me saying this, but why are you going to that side? The imitation God. Why don't you come to Krishna as your forefathers did for generations? Why are you going to these bogus things in the name of spirituality? This is more required at the present time to combat the forces of this, all these bogus things that are going on, and bring people to actual spiritual life. And for that we need widespread distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. We need widespread and deep study of Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada also said that all the Vedic literature, especially the Vaishnava literature, should be translated. into English and distributed all over the world. So it should be done. Agreed, it should be done. But it's not such an easy thing, and it may not be the pressing, urgent need of the moment. So thank you for your interest and concern. This is your culture, your heritage. You're born in such a great culture, Vaishnava culture. Please take it up very seriously and make your life successful in Krishna consciousness, as so many of your forefathers have done. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha.